Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. COVID cases remain at an all-time high in the Hunter regions, with a further 674 confirmed infections in the past 24 hours. The Upper Hunter are not exempted from the current outbreak, with another 24 new cases diagnosed. It includes 11 in Singleton, 7 in Muswellbrook and 5 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. Newcastle continues to record the highest figures, with another 308 infections today. There are 2,122 active cases of COVID-19 in the Hunter New England Health Districts, 12 of which are in hospital and 3 in ICU. Tragically, a woman in her 60s from the Northern Tablelands died at St. Vincent's Hospital. She was not vaccinated and had underlying health conditions. Meanwhile, New South Wales has skyrocketed with 2,213 new cases across the state. The Upper Hunter's Blackroo Community Corporation will continue to help families who need it most this holiday season, following a substantial donation from Glencore. A $25,000 cheque was handed over to Blackroo today to further assist their charity operations over the festive season and through the next year. It does include the food and toy appeal. This is the second time Glencore has made a sizable donation of $25,000. Blackroo's Deanne Douglas says this money is going straight back into the community to help everyone and anyone who needs it.
For us, this means not having to say no. No matter how many families walk in our door and people on their own that need help, we're going to be able to supply that. You know, sometimes we'd have to cut our list and ration out how many families we can help. But knowing that we're actually going to give this support right across the community, and we wouldn't be able to do this without this amazing generosity, and all this money is spent locally, so we're going to be helping those businesses as well that have struggled during COVID.
And Australia's online safety regulator is set to begin operating a new reporting scheme to protect adults across the Upper Hunter from serious cyber abuse. The World First Scheme, which is part of Australia's new Online Safety Act, will provide a safety net when online service providers fail to remove abusive and harmful content. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says it will address the most serious forms of abuse, such as online posts intended to cause serious psychological or physical harm.
Well, local residents can report to esafety.gov.au. If they experience serious adult cyber abuse, report it to the platform and that doesn't come down. We'll then be able to assess the report, and if it meets that threshold, then we can issue a removal notice, and if the platform fails to comply, we can issue fines to either the platform or the perpetrator.